The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. Those awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council, celebrate high achievers. Between now and November 5th, we're interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. John Heller is the Chief Executive Officer of PAE, the finalist for this year's Contractor of the Year Award in the greater than $300 million in sales category. He tells me more about his company and the nomination.
PAE is truly an outstanding organization that does amazing things both here in the United States and around the world, supporting U.S. government and other allied governments. Our real focus is on performing operations and mission support services and solutions to support the critical national security and foreign policy needs of our customers. We have a global workforce, as I mentioned, of over 15,000 people that operate in approximately 60 countries and on all seven continents. And we specialize in certain functional areas, specifically global logistics and stability operations, infrastructure management solutions, aviation services, range operations, and most recently with the addition of two companies that we acquired earlier this year, National Security Solutions.
And I believe you've only been on your own once again as a separate company since 2011, if I've got that date right. How, if at all, has your focus changed since you spun off from Lockheed?
Well, the biggest change is the growth of the company. The company came out of Lockheed at just under $600 million and about 5,000 employees. Today, we'll exceed this year $2 billion of revenue and about 15,000 employees. So a real growth trajectory since that time coming out of Lockheed, really expanding the customers that we touch, where we have such diversity now across all different government agencies and government customers, and expanding globally, where approximately 45% of our revenue comes outside of the United States.
So obviously the awards that we're talking about are for performance over the last year. What are you most proud of over that period, and what do you think caught the attention of the GovCon award organizers?
Well, there's so many different programs that I could talk about that we're just doing amazing work. I couldn't be more proud and humbled to work with employees that work every day on projects across the world. But, you know, if there is something that I would point out in particular, it would be the work we did for USAID in supporting the U.S. government's response to the breakout of the Ebola infection and really in Liberia, where this was basically the epicenter of this problem that could have escalated, but with the world's response and supporting the people in Liberia and the countries around Liberia, we were able to provide relief and support to the citizens of those countries, and PAE was supporting the USAID's operation there and operating Ebola treatment units that we helped set up. And then we managed for USAID the operations and life support of so that those treatment centers could operate and provide care to the citizens of Liberia.
And you mentioned the two fairly significant acquisitions that you've had over the past year. Why did those make sense for your company? And how is the process of integrating them into your, I guess, corporate culture gone so far?
Sure. Well, in terms of what each of them brought to us, most importantly for us was expanding into customers that we could bring the 60-year history of PAE and the capabilities that we've developed for our past customers to a broader set of customers. We know what we do is well-respected to our customers, but in the government market, oftentimes breaking into a new customer market can be very difficult. You have long-standing relationships in those customers. And through acquisition, you can build a bridge and start out with relationships and and contracts that have experience with that customer that provide a bridge into the customer of the capabilities that PAE provides. And we've expanded tremendously that customer reach with those two acquisitions.
And do you expect to stay on that kind of growth trajectory in the coming years as sort of the services, contracting services industry kind of continues to consolidate?
Definitely. You know, we see PAE well-positioned in a broad set of customers across five solution areas that have very good potential for growth. We have good positions in each of the markets we're in, but they're very large markets, so we believe we can continue to expand market share in each of those, and our objective is to continue to see growth. You know, we've had a good run over the past few years. We've had organic growth, and we think in the marketplace today, there's been a lot of challenges for companies to grow organically, but by staying focused on delivering great service and expanding our customer reach, we've been successful at growing organically. And we think the inorganic resources that we have to add companies that open up different markets will continue to give us the opportunity to see organic growth overall continuing over the next few years.
What are the challenges of operating in sort of a flat to declining federal budget environment, which really you've been in ever since PAE came into its own again as a separate company?
Yeah, you know, everyone has the same challenges. So for us, it's no different than any of our competitors. I think the success factor in a market like that is focus, where you have limited resources, and we all do, and if you're in a declining market, you have to convert with those resources. So what you spend it on, you need to be sure that it's delivering results. And the best way to do that is to focus on your core customers and build on those core customers. So invest where you're strong. And I think for us, that was key over the last few years. We didn't try to branch out to chase the next shiny object. We stayed true to our knitting and what this company has done well over the past 60 years and invested in those areas where we had strengths, and it's paid off in expanding work with our existing customers.